This is the reading for February 26, Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, God, be merciful to me, because I come to you for protection. Let me hide under the shadow of your wings until the trouble has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to the God who does everything for me. He sends help from heaven and saves me. He punishes those who chase me. God sends me his love and truth. Enemies like lions are all around me. I must lie down among them. Their teeth are like spears and arrows, their tongues as sharp as swords. God is supreme over the skies. His majesty covers the earth. They set a trap for me. I am very worried. They dug a pit in my path, but they fell into it themselves. My heart is steady, God. My heart is steady. I will sing and praise you. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. Lord, I will praise you among the nations. I will sing songs of praise about you to all the nations. Your great love reaches to the skies, your truth to the clouds. God, you are supreme above the skies. Let your glory be over all the earth. Leviticus chapter 23. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel, you will announce the Lord's appointed feasts as holy meetings. These are my special feasts. There are 6 days for you to work, but the seventh day will be a special day of rest. It is a day for a holy meeting. You must not do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord in all your homes. These are the Lord's appointed feasts, the holy meetings, which you will announce at the time set for them. The Lord's Passover is on the 14th day of the first month, beginning at twilight. The Feast of Unleavened Bread begins on the 15th day of the same month. You will eat bread made without yeast for 7 days. On the first day of this feast, you will have a holy meeting, and you must not do any work. For 7 days, you will bring an offering made by fire to the Lord. There will be a holy meeting on the seventh day, and on that day, you must not do any regular work." The Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel, you will enter the land I will give you and gather its harvest. At that time, you must bring the first bundle of grain from your harvest to the priest. The priest will present the bundle before the Lord, and it will be accepted for you. He will present the bundle on the day after the Sabbath. On the day when you present the bundle of grain, offer a male lamb 1 year old that has nothing wrong with it as a burnt offering to the Lord. You must also offer a grain offering, 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with olive oil, as an offering made by fire to the Lord. Its smell will be pleasing to him. You must also offer a quart of wine as a drink offering. Until the day you bring your offering to your God, do not eat any new grain, roasted grain, or bread made from new grain. This law will always continue for people from now on, wherever you live. Count 7 full weeks from the morning after the Sabbath. This is the Sabbath that you bring the bundle of grain to present as an offering. On the 15th day, the first day after the 7th week, you will bring a new grain offering to the Lord. On that day, bring 2 loaves of bread from your homes to be presented as an offering. Use yeast and 4 quarts of flour to make those loaves of bread. They will be your gift to the Lord from the first wheat of your harvest. Offer with the bread 1 young bull, 2 male sheep, and 7 male lambs that are 1 year old and have nothing wrong with them. Offer them with their grain offerings and drink offerings as a burnt offering to the Lord. They will be an offering made by fire, and the smell will be pleasing to the Lord. You must also offer 1 male goat for a sin offering and 2 male and 1 year old lambs as a fellowship offering. The priest will present the 2 lambs as an offering before the Lord, along with the bread from the first wheat of the harvest. They are holy to the Lord, and they will belong to the priest. On that same day, you will call a holy meeting. You must not do any work that day. This law will continue for you from now on, wherever you live. When you harvest your crops on your land, do not harvest all the way to the corners of your field. If grain falls onto the ground, don't gather it up. Leave it for poor people and foreigners in your country. I am the Lord your God." Again, the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel, on the first day of the 7th month, you must have a special day of rest, a holy meeting, when you blow the trumpet for a special time of remembering. Do not do any work, and bring an offering made by fire to the Lord." The Lord said to Moses, "The day of cleansing will be on the 10th day of the 7th month. There will be a holy meeting, and you will give up eating and bring an offering made by fire to the Lord. Do not do any work on that day, because it is the day of cleansing. On that day, the priests will go before the Lord and perform the acts to make you clean, so you will belong to the Lord. Anyone who refuses to give up food on this day must be cut off from the people. If anyone works on this day, I will destroy that person from among the people. You must not do any work at all. This law will continue for people from now on wherever you live. It will be a special day of rest for you, and you must not eat. You will start this special day of rest on the evening after the 9th day of the month, and it will continue from that evening until the next evening." Again the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel, on the 15th day of the 7th month is the Feast of Shelters. This feast to the Lord will continue for 7 days. There will be a holy meeting on the first day. Do not do any work. You will bring an offering made by fire to the Lord each day for 7 days. On the 8th day, you will have another holy meeting, and you will bring an offering made by fire to the Lord. This will be a holy meeting. Do not do any work. These are the Lord's special feasts, when there will be holy meetings and when you bring offerings made by fire to the Lord. You will bring whole burnt offerings, grain offerings, sacrifices, and drink offerings, each at the right time. These offerings are in addition to those for the Lord's Sabbath days, in addition to offerings you give as payment for special promises, and in addition to special offerings you want to give to the Lord. So on the 15th day of the 7th month, after you have gathered in the crops of the land, celebrate the Lord's festival for 7 days. You must rest on the first day and the 8th day. On the first day, you will take good fruit from the fruit trees, as well as branches from palm trees, poplars, and other leafy trees. You will celebrate before the Lord your God for 7 days. Celebrate this festival to the Lord for 7 days each year. This law will continue from now on. You will celebrate it in the 7th month. Live in shelters for 7 days. All the people born in Israel must live in shelters, so that all your descendants will know I made Israel live in shelters during the time I brought them out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." So Moses told the people of Israel about all of the Lord's appointed feast days. Leviticus chapter 24. The Lord said to Moses, "Command the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from crushed olives. That oil is for the lamps, so that these lamps may never go out. Aaron will keep the lamps burning in the meeting tent from evening until morning before the Lord. This is in front of the curtain of the Ark of the Agreement. This law will continue from now on. Aaron must always keep the lamps burning on the lampstands of pure gold before the Lord. Take fine flour and bake 12 loaves of bread with it, using 4 quarts of flour for each loaf. Put them in 2 rows on the golden table before the Lord, 6 loaves in each row. Put pure incense on each row as the memorial portion to take the place of the bread. It is an offering made by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath day, Aaron will put the bread in order before the Lord as an agreement with the people of Israel that will continue forever. That bread will belong to Aaron and his sons. They will eat it in a holy place, because it is a most holy part of the offerings made by fire to the Lord. That bread is their share forever." Now there was a son of an Israelite woman and an Egyptian father who was walking among the Israelites. A fight broke out in the camp between him and an Israelite. The son of the Israelite woman began cursing and speaking against the Lord, so the people took him to Moses. The mother's name was Shilemith, the daughter of Dibri from the family of Dan. The people held him as a prisoner while they waited for the Lord's command to be made clear to them. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Take the one who spoke against me outside the camp. Then all the people who heard him must put their hands on his head, and all the people must throw stones at him and kill him. Tell the people of Israel this: if anyone curses his God, he is guilty of sin. Anyone who speaks against the Lord must be put to death. All the people must kill him by throwing stones at him. Foreigners must be punished just like the people born in Israel. If they speak against the Lord, they must be put to death. Whoever kills another person must be put to death. Whoever kills an animal that belongs to another person must give that person another animal to take its place. And whoever causes an injury to a neighbor must receive the same kind of injury in return. Broken arm for broken arm, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Anyone who injures another person must be injured in the same way in return. Whoever kills another person's animal must give that person another animal to take its place. But whoever kills another person must be put to death. The law will be the same for the foreigner as for those from your own country. I am the Lord your God. Then Moses spoke to the people of Israel, and they took the person who had cursed outside the camp and killed him by throwing stones at him. So the people of Israel did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
Chapter 6.
Jesus left that place and went to his hometown. His disciples followed him. When the day of worship came, he began to teach in the synagogue. He amazed many who heard him. They asked, "Where did this man get these ideas? Who gave him this kind of wisdom and the ability to do such great miracles? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brothers of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" So they took offense at him. But Jesus told them, "The only place a prophet isn't honored is in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house." He couldn't work any miracles there except to lay his hands on a few sick people and cure them. Their unbelief amazed him. Then Jesus went around to the villages and taught. He called the 12 apostles, sent them out two by two, and gave them authority over evil spirits. He instructed them to take nothing along on the trip except a walking stick. They were not to take any food, a traveling bag, or money in their pockets. They could wear sandals, but could not take along a change of clothes. He told them, "Whenever you go into a home, stay there until you're ready to leave that place. Wherever people don't welcome you or listen to you, leave and shake the dust from your feet as a warning to them." So the apostles went and told people that they should turn to God and change the way they think and act. They also forced many demons out of people and poured oil on many who were sick to cure them. King Herod heard about Jesus because Jesus' name had become well known. Some people were saying, "John the Baptizer has come back to life. That's why he has the power to perform these miracles." Others said, "He is Elijah." Still others said, "He is a prophet like one of the other prophets." But when Herod heard about it, he said, "I had John's head cut off, and he has come back to life." Herod had sent men who had arrested John, tied him up, and put him in prison. Herod did that for Herodias, whom he had married. She used to be his brother Philip's wife. John had been telling Herod, "It's not right for you to be married to your brother's wife." So Herodias held a grudge against John and wanted to kill him. But she wasn't allowed to do it because Herod was afraid of John. Herod knew that John was a fair and holy man, so he protected him. When he listened to John, he would become very disturbed, and yet he liked to listen to him. An opportunity finally came on Herod's birthday. Herod gave a dinner for his top officials, army officers, and the most important people of Galilee. His daughter, that is, Herodias' daughter, came in and danced. Herod and his guests were delighted with her. The king told the girl, "Ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you." He swore an oath to her, "I'll give you anything you ask for, up to half of my kingdom." So she went out and asked her mother, "What should I ask for?" Her mother said, "Ask for the head of John the Baptizer." So the girl hurried back to the king with her request. She said, "I want you to give me the head of John the Baptizer on a platter at once." The king deeply regretted his promise, but because of his oath and his guests, he didn't want to refuse her. Immediately, the king sent a guard and ordered him to bring John's head. The guard cut off John's head in prison. Then he brought the head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard about this, they came for his body and laid it in a tomb. The apostles gathered around Jesus. They reported to him everything they had done and taught. So he said to them, "Let's go to a place where we can be alone to rest for a while." Many people were coming and going, and Jesus and the apostles didn't even have a chance to eat. So they went away in a boat to a place where they could be alone. But many people saw them leave and recognized them. The people ran from all the cities and arrived ahead of them. When Jesus got out of the boat, he saw a large crowd and felt sorry for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd, so he spent a lot of time teaching them. When it was late, his disciples came to him. They said, "No one lives around here, and it's already late. Send the people to the closest farms and villages to buy themselves something to eat." Jesus replied, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "Should we go and spend about a year's wages on bread to feed them?" He said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." When they found out, they told him, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Then he ordered all of them to sit down in groups on the green grass. They sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. After he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed the food. He broke the loaves apart and kept giving them to the disciples to give to the people. He also gave pieces of the 2 fish to everyone. All of them ate as much as they wanted. When they picked up the leftover pieces, they filled 12 baskets with bread and fish. There were 5,000 men who had eaten the bread. Jesus quickly made his disciples get into a boat and cross to Bethsaida ahead of him while he sent the people away. After saying goodbye to them, he went up a mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea and he was alone on the land. Jesus saw that they were in a lot of trouble as they rowed because they were going against the wind. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, he came to them. He was walking on the sea. He wanted to pass by them. When they saw him walking on the sea, they thought, "It's a ghost," and they began to scream. All of them saw him and were terrified. Immediately he said, "Calm down, it's me, don't be afraid." He got into the boat with them and the wind stopped blowing. The disciples were astounded. They didn't understand what had happened with the loaves of bread. Instead, their minds were closed. They crossed the sea, came to shore at Gennesaret, and anchored there. As soon as they stepped out of the boat, the people recognized Jesus. They ran all over the countryside and began to carry the sick on cots to any place where they heard he was. Whenever he would go into villages, cities, or farms, people would put their sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch the edge of his clothes. Everyone who touched his clothes was made well.